Good Wednesday. Today is November the 26th, and you're listening to My Farm. Will a court case with a potential biotoxin in agriculture dealing with fusarium making agricultural headlines? We're going to take a look at this ruling that was up between Michigan State and the University of Michigan with some researchers after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the Chinese scholar who was charged with allegedly smuggling a pathogen into the United States was sentenced to time served and has left the country because of a plea agreement reached with federal prosecutors. Now, the former scholar at the University of Michigan, along with her boyfriend, was arrested for smuggling into the U.S. Fusarium germinarium, which was classified by scientific literature as a potential agri-terrorism weapon. She pled guilty to one count of smuggling and one count of making false statements to investigators, according to court documents filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Eastern Michigan. Her boyfriend remains in custody and has been jailed in the U.S. since June of 2025. His case is still pending. Now, the student was jailed for 5 months and 9 days when she was released, according to a sentencing memorandum filed by her attorneys. Now, as part of this agreement, the defendant specifically acknowledges and states that the defendant has not been persecuted and has no present fear of persecution in the People's Republic of China, that on account of her race, religion, nationality, membership in a particular social group or political opinion, that according to the plea agreement. Similarly, the defendant further acknowledges and states that the defendant has not been tortured in and has no present fear of torture in the People's Republic of China. The U.S. government, according to its sentencing memos, asked that she be sentenced to 24 months in prison. Attorneys for the student questioned the U.S. prosecution of the case in the defendant's sentencing memo. The defendant also submits both basis on counsel history of representing Chinese defendants and on the press coverage and political hysteria that the defendant's case has engendered, that there is strong prejudice in this country against the Chinese defendants that has colored the prosecution as well. It should not play any part in determining the student's sentence. Now, in 2022, the student started a postdoctoral position with Lebo Shan at Texas A&M University, and the laboratory was moved to the University of Michigan in August of 23, according to court documents. About the smuggling of the fungus into the U.S., she understands she was wrong to do these things and has expressed in her letter to the court her remorse at her actions, the attorney said in the sentencing memo. And while the offenses are serious, her motives were to continue her research without interruptions necessary to obtain materials properly and to help pursue research that had the goal of finding better ways of combating Fusarium germinarium infestations of crops. The fungus is known to cause head blight, a disease of wheat, barley, corn, and rice, and is responsible for billions of dollars in economic losses worldwide each year. Fusarium germinarium's toxins cause vomitoxin, that's a liver damaging and reproductive defects in humans and livestock. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Detroit said in a news release in June of 2025 that the student received the Chinese government funding for her work on the pathogen in China. A single smuggling charge comes with up to 20 years in prison. The complainant alleges that the student's electronics contained information describing her membership and loyalty to the Chinese Communist Party. It further alleges that her boyfriend worked at the Chinese university where he conducted research on the same pathogen and that he first lied but then admitted to smuggling Fusarium germinarium into the U.S. through the Detroit Metro Airport so he could conduct research on the pathogen at the laboratory at the University of Michigan, where his girlfriend also worked. The Department of Justice complaint details another alleged smuggling incident that occurred in August of 2022. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now with Thanksgiving tomorrow. When it comes to proper thawing of a frozen or fresh turkey meant for the Thanksgiving meal, there's different food safety considerations needed depending on your situation. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
From a food safety perspective, what is the difference in thawing and preparing a frozen versus fresh turkey for your Thanksgiving meal? USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers reminds us that ample time must be given for a frozen turkey to thaw. 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of meat to thaw in the refrigerator.
Using a refrigerator is the safest way to thaw the turkey just because it's constantly at a safe temperature. Also easy because you don't have to think about it. Put it in the fridge, you let it thaw, and then you take it out to cook it.
And put the frozen turkey in a bowl to catch any thawing juices and avoid spillage. Plan to purchase a fresh turkey? Look for the use or freeze-by date on the packaging.
That has a user freeze-by date on it, not a sell-by date, a user freeze-by date on it. The poultry industry has said those use-by dates are fine to use, meaning if you buy a fresh turkey that has a use-by or best-by date on it, you can keep that turkey in the refrigerator until that date.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.